With all the talk about electric cars and the quest for clean energy, there are some significant challenges ahead to make it happen. America's energy secretary knows this only too well.
Turn left, then you will arrive at your destination.
The secretary's route through the southeast was carefully chosen to travel through states where factories to build solar panels and EVs and batteries are booming. This is key to the administration's case for clean energy.
And that's jobs, jobs, jobs. And you are seeing it here.
In addition to jobs, 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 she also focused on lowering costs.
Son, hey, it's free, right?
And national security. At one point in South Carolina, she jumped on a table to point at a chart.
Batteries that have been made in China historically. Watch me fall off and hit my head.
The Secretary of Energy has a lot of energy. When she wasn't standing on furniture, Granholm's other stops showed just how many things have to happen to remake the energy system, and not just to the grid itself. Companies need to scale up factories. Granholm donned an anti-static lab coat to watch workers assemble electric vehicle chargers.
This is the initial start of the manufacturing process.
Labs need to invent stuff. She ducked inside a noisy dry room to peek at battery research.
This is one of the techniques that we use to develop those lithium metal anodes.
So you guys are planning on actually taking to scale the development?
People need to change how they shop. The Secretary of Energy swung by a Home Depot to talk about new rebates for efficient appliances, pausing to aim an electric leaf blower at the press.
Is it lighter?
That is great. I love it.
Buildings need to get more efficient. She went to a school where the air conditioning was failing, that badly needs upgrades.
Guess what? Something totally awesome happened to our school.
That something? Millions of dollars of federal money. But despite all that celebratory noise, this road trip was not a victory lap. Biden wants the U.S. electric grid to release no carbon dioxide by 2035 and the entire economy to be green by 2050, matching global climate goals. The government is spending hundreds of billions of dollars. It is a huge push. But there is a long way to the finish line. Take those EV chargers. Granholm asked the manufacturer, ABB, are they high-tech enough to send power back to the grid?
They are not.
Not yet.
Those cutting-edge batteries, that company, Albemarle, says they could make EVs go farther eventually.
There's some big technical challenges in pulling that off.
And Home Depot, how will it handle new government rebates so low-income families can actually afford climate-friendly heat pumps?
We don't know yet.
Because the government hasn't set the rules yet. And that school that got millions for upgrades?
We received 1,000 submissions. And of those thousands, honestly, we could only afford to give money to 24.
24 down, 1,000 to go. That's just a sample. Every corner of America will have to make a change, and everything takes time. Time the climate doesn't have, as Granholm knows.
Ultimately, we have got to move as though our hair is on fire, because we are in a crisis.
So not a victory lap, more of a kickoff event or an ad campaign. Potential tagline, a clean energy America is coming soon, if everything goes right.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.